All right, Monday night, and we are live. Hope everybody's doing good. As always, be blessed in the mighty name of Jesus. Let me say hey to everybody in the chat. N John's 127 is on. General Plowman is on. Sexy Pony is on. Auntie Mama's on. Big Jim Go Blue is on. Aggravain is on. USA Abbey Girl is on. K4 VMS is on. Mr. Cool Dude is on. Laura Jean Lynn is on. Linesman Sin is on. JGCK is on. Order in the Quarter is on. Robin Aroni is on. Let me see here. Ever Eden is on. Guitar Glenn is on. Prayer Works 2 is on. Captain Cliff is on. Mike Griffith is on. Johnny F62 is on. Let me see here. Drumming for Jesus is on. Earth Tours is on. Granite 2468 is on. Scrolling down, scrolling down. Key Lime 13 is on. Veronica 18201 is on. Let me see here. TJ T1 is on. Ever Eden is on. Arcadia Angel is on. LA 106 Times is on. Sheila K is on. Release the Hog is on. Let me see here. Scrolling down. Uncle Wally is on. Dead Pal 50 is on. Let me grab a couple more here. Snag Dog is on. The Great T1AU is on. Clean, the one and only Clean Sanchez is on. Bob Curley is on. Be Chilled is on. Serene Pickles on. Scrolling down, just knocked myself off. There we go, back on. Let me see here. Ben Hops is on. Wait Away is on. Milwaukee James is on. Linesman 1998 is on. Let me see here. Let me grab a couple more. Conservative Waffle is on. And Conservative Warrior is on. Stefan Toms is on. Love you guys. Let's hop right to this now. I want to explain using a video, liberal white women. Now, this is a longer video than I like to show. It's 4 minutes, 28, 6 seconds. If we get really sick of it, maybe I'll turn it off. But I don't think you're going to get sick of it. Because this is a Venom video. This is Bear Grylls made a survival challenge. Just a few years ago, not many years ago. He's been forced to change it, in my opinion. He went, basically put a bunch of men on an island and a bunch of women on an island and with barely enough to survive and then see how it all panned out. Now, listen, this explains to you, if you watch how the women perform here, does it explain conservative white women or conservative any color women? This explains liberal white women. Play it for me.
To get to the island, the women have no choice but to swim to the shore in the clothes they're wearing.
No dry clothes and no fire, because we have to make mistakes.
Don't think about it. Just one by one.
It's going to take...
We'll just cuddle each other tonight.
With light running out fast, the women are no closer to finding a beach to set up camp.
It's right near me.
A huge fucking snake came towards me.
I think...
Oh my God, there's a caiman.
Though potentially deadly to humans, a crocodile of this size could provide tens of thousands of calories for the women, who have barely eaten in days. The women decide to walk away from this potentially life-saving feast.
That is dinner here. That is our dinner. Okay. You little bastards got close, Manny. He's not scared of us.
You're in.
Here we go, puppy dog.
Yes. Go.
Get in there, boys!
Woo! Actually wrapping up the dog.
We can't eat because we have no fire. We have nothing to drink because we can't boil it to purify it and sterilize it.
Women have circled back to Coconut Beach for a second time. The women have now been without water for more than 48 hours, and they are dangerously dehydrated.
I feel really drained.
almost 2 weeks without a meal. The group is at the point of starvation. If they don't eat soon, there's a genuine risk their organs will start to shut down.
Call the medics!
She's
Bran! Bran's fainted!
Radio in, medic, now!
You're so adamant, you're right, all
just
the time.
Just hold on. Just,
I'm not okay, adamant I'm right.
Yes, you are, listen, because listen, you're dismissing listen. Everybody else.
Listen.
It feels like the purpose on this island is just to be dehydrated. I'm so thirsty.
If she goes on about those potatoes anymore, I'm going to stab her.
Daddy brought on the bacon!
Hoping that we can get some food.
I felt like a bunch of 11 mates sat around the campfire on a wee holiday eating great food.
You have fish?
Get a fish.
One fish?
I'll do what I want, when I want. I don't want anybody telling me what to do, bossing me about.
Anything's going to make me leave this island. It's people. It's the lack of teamwork.
And that's what you see, and that's what you see in America. I mean, it really is. I mean, that, and that's why you see desperate liberal white women standing in front of ICE vehicles while you see desperate liberal white women calling black ICE officers the N-word because they are enabled. They're pathetic. I mean, there really is. I mean, and listen, there's plenty of leftist white men that are equally pathetic, believe me. But right now we're attacking liberal white women. That is the problem in America. I'm telling you, they're the ones who elect Democrats. And it's all fraudulent voting. Got some on that tonight, too. But it really is. Every election, every national election, and that's maybe slightly hyperbolic, but every national election is a ripoff election. Every national election is really an insurrection. And but back to liberal white women, they are all off track, off course, and slowly but surely, if not quickly and speedily moving towards being sociopaths. It really is getting that way. And you saw it there. It, absolutely incapable. I mean, again, it's just 11 dudes. These are not survival experts. There's 11 dudes and 11 women, and women are all dying. And by the way, you even know the whole time you're on the island that if you have to, the camera crew can save your life. There's no need to cry. There's no need to panic. Okay. But anyway, that just shows you the mindset of what you and I are dealing with. All right, let's go to Islam. Michael McCarthy video. Indigenous European identities are constantly attacked. We're just talking about the infiltration and the invasion because it is now. Listen, I don't hold back. The word invasion needed to be used for our southern border. The word invasion must now be used for Islam because our countries, listen, I'm Irish German. I would love for Ireland and Germany to survive.
Yeah.
I don't think they're going to. I mean, just so you know, I'm not black-pilled. I'm genuinely not a black-pilled person. But I honestly believe that the first Islamic nuclear power is going to be Great Britain. Because Great Britain will be controlled by Islam, by Muslims. But anyway, Michael McCarthy video, Indigenous European identities are constantly attacked. Play for me.
Cambridge University has updated its curriculum on Anglo-Saxon, Norse, and Celtic history and plans to now teach that Anglo-Saxons did not exist as a distinct ethnic group, stating that the change is in a bid to combat racism and nationalism.
Combat racism and nationalism. Yeah,
in general, ASNC teaching seeks to dismantle the basis of myths of nationalism.
Myths.
That there ever was a British, English, Scottish, Welsh, or Irish people with a coherent and ancient ethnic identity by showing students just how constructed and contingent these identities are and always have been.
Yeah.
The university will also teach that there has never been any actual Scottish, Welsh, or Irish identities with ancient roots, as they were also constructed.
This could have been predicted. This is the game plan. You see it all the time. You see it in newspapers. When they show someone with no Irish heritage, no ancestry, and on the top of the newspaper, they'll say, Irishman. That is destroying Irish identity. When you see foreign people with their Irish passport proudly saying they are Irish, that is destroying Irish identity. I got a Japanese passport, I wouldn't say I'm Japanese. I would say I'm a Japanese citizen. If I went around calling myself Japanese, the Japanese would look at me as if I had two brain cells, and rightly so, because I am far from Japanese. My ancestry was back on this little island thousands of years, just like all other Irish people. This is our little island, and we've had it, we've defended it, we've fought for it, we've starved for it for millennia. If the state collapsed and they couldn't give out passports anymore, we would still be Irish. People coming in will still be from somewhere else. People aren't the same. An English person isn't the same as a Somali. Somali isn't the same as a Chinese person. And if you start calling Somalis English, you start calling English people Chinese, you destroy their identities. But of course, places in Africa don't have to worry about that. Places in Asia don't have to worry about that. Europeans do. If they can destroy German identity, they can destroy Germany. They can destroy Irish identity, they can destroy Ireland. So make your choice. What's it to be? This is basically in just the last 100 years. Look at white European ancestry. That's crazy. It's going to continue moving in that direction unless something's done. At the same time this is happening, our countries are being swamped. People from elsewhere. Countries that have millions of their own people. You talk about a country like Nigeria, has like 240 million Nigerians. India has 1.5 billion Indians. And European countries, whether they be Germany, Ireland, Scotland, England, Belgium, all unique places with their own culture, unique people, small population numbers, are being demographically replaced. European culture is in decline. Has to be reversed. We have to start focusing, prioritizing on our own people.
Yeah, just going back to front on those two videos from Michael McCarthy. If you look at it, you have all of these countries that have literally, like Nigeria is not a very geographically large country, but they have 240 million people that live there. And all of them, and I'm being hyperbolic when I say all, obviously, but I'm making a point. But all of them are trying to get into white European countries. And here's the thing, you're like, why do you have to bring up race? I'm not. Is it not the fact that they're white European countries? I mean, again, it's not racist to bring up the facts. That 13% of the American population commits 56% of violent crime. Is that racist?
Nope.
Because that's black people. That's a fact. We have a genuine black on white criminal problem in this crime problem in this country. That's not racist. It's absolutely demographically accurate to say. It's a fact. Doesn't matter. Why is it that all of these people who have plenty of their own people in their own countries, why do they all have to move to where all the white people are, to where all the Europeans are? Why is that? Why is nobody moving to their country? And here's the problem. I'm not allowed to say that Somalis don't have a heritage, but they're allowed to say that I don't have a heritage. It's now being taught by other white people that white people, and I'm talking about Anglo-Saxon, Irish, Scottish, all in that first video, Indigenous European identities are constantly being attacked. Cambridge University teaches that, of course, is in England. Cambridge University, white people are teaches that coherent English, British, Scottish, Welsh, and Irish ethnic roots are just myths of nationalism. Okay, now, will they ever say that about the Saudis? Would they ever say it about the Nigerians? Would they ever say it about any member of Islam? What's amazing is that Christian street ministries and on the streets of London, Christian ministers get arrested for saying anti-Islamic things, but Islamic people don't get arrested for saying anti-Christian things. And these idiots on the left don't see how eventually that gator's going to eat and come and eat them. Do you think because you're a leftist that Islam, when they finally get up, when they have already gotten past the Aryans, they've got past the Mies, they've got past the Yus, they got past the Brents, that they're not going to quickly come for you? It's just, it's truly amazing to me. You look at the demographics. White European heritage people used to make up 36% of the globe. Now we make up 10% and everybody else makes up 90.6%. And everybody's still trying to get to our countries. And why? Because our countries are developed and are wealthy and prosperous and there's actually jobs there. But here's the main reason why. As outlined by Congressman Brandon Gill in the pregame, when the Somalis that come into the United States, 83% of them are on welfare the moment they get here. 83%. But don't worry. Don't worry, Aaron.
Yeah.
10 years later, only 78% of them are still on welfare.
Oh, okay.
Isn't that great?
Yeah.
And that is a Somali invasion of a country that's $38.6 trillion in debt. And we have to handle an Islamic invasion where all of them are going on the teat. Because, listen, I don't care what people think. Islam, if they were so great, they would have conquered the world. They lose every war. You know why? Because they suck. They suck at fighting. They have no technology. So they try to go and take the technology from somebody else or the jobs from somebody else or just get on the teat of the rich countries, which is what most Islamists do. They lay around all day producing their 8 or 9 babies and Aaron pays for them. That's what happens. And that's the facts, by the way. It's proven. It's absolutely true. And here's the thing. In America, you're allowed to say, as an Islamist, anti-Christ things, but you're not allowed to say anti-Islamic things. It is the same beachfront that gets set up by all leftist invaders. They come in, whether it's the ADL, the Anti-Defamation League under Jonathan Greenblatt, or they're going to attack you for saying anything they want to deem as anti-Semitic, they will deem as anti-Semitic. Now, they can call you a piece of goyim. No problem whatsoever.
Yeah.
Just call you a goyim. No problem. Send the Jeffrey Epstein out emails. Goyim. Oh, this party full of goyim. Some of them are smart. What if we said that about the Jews? Imagine that. Imagine if I did a podcast calling Jews stupid because they're Jews. But they're calling you stupid because you're a white European heritage person. And if you dare say anything about them, then you're an anti-Semite. And even people like Trump come after you for it. It's the same thing Islam does. They come in, they establish a beachfront. Establish an epic city. They establish a Minneapolis, St. Paul. We have 90,000. Ilhan Omar's there. And you're not allowed to say a word about it. And by the way, another reporter, I'll probably get to this tomorrow. Another reporter just went into her husband's business. That does not appear to exist either. Amazing. And that's another. When you're talking about rampant, she's Somalian, rampant Somali piracy and fraud. All right, onward with the Islamic invasion. Wall Street Apes video. Europe will never recover from this. Play it for me.
50 million Muslims now live in Europe. At the turn of the century, that number was less than 500,000, and more are arriving every day. As the people who lead these countries try to do what Joe Biden tried to do here, and that is fundamentally change the racial and ethnic makeup of a nation and make white Christians a minority in their own country. In England alone, right now, 10 major cities, including London, now have Muslim mayors in a nation that was built around the Church of England. Muslims are now running major cities across the country for the first time in history, and the English want us to believe that this is all normal.
The Muslim will come out and he will stand for truth and he will stand for justice. May Allah give us the ability to stand for the Haqq.
So this is not the Middle East. It's not East Minneapolis even. That is England. And when you see images like that, you can't help but ask why anyone, a prime minister or a president or a king, would deliberately try to destroy their own country. Why would you do that? Why is this being done? And because European leaders still celebrate our failed experiment in open borders, it failed here in the United States, and because they've chosen to stand with radical Muslims over their own people, it's because of all of these reasons these countries are falling apart and failing as the attack on Western civilization continues.
I mean, come on, there's nothing to, Aaron, can you put that up? If we're able, see if you can scroll that forward and show like when this, like the Muslim invasion portion of it. Just do the best you can. If you can't, don't worry about it. So you just have to, you have to honestly look at the numbers here. The numbers are absolutely, it's way at the beginning. There you go. There you go. If you just show the, like the yellow portion or whatever, it's truly, truly amazing what has happened with the numbers inside of Europe. And how do you call any of this anything but an invasion? I mean, again, the year 2000, that's good. You just show that here. That's good. Right there. That's perfect. I just want to give it some, just give it some scale here. 2000 was not that long ago. By the time that, you know, that's perfect right there. But anyway, 2000, let me see, 2000, I had been married for, let's see, like 4 years, and I already had two kids. So the year 2000, I mean, it really wasn't that long ago. Obviously, very simply, it's 26 years ago. But 26 years ago, there was 500,000 Muslims in all of Europe. 500,000. Everybody, please get the scale of this. Is everybody, it's all normalcy bias. I get it. I'm a victim of it. I embrace it to some degree. But we really don't get it. It's just like normalcy bias. Nobody gets it until a Democrat actually puts them in prison. Until then, it's all podcasts and videos and everything else, which of course, you know, I do and I believe in. But until somebody shoots Charlie Kirk through the neck, it's not really real. That's our real, that shows you our real adversary. Like I showed that video from Bear Grylls. I show you because of how irrational and stupid. You saw, just leave this up. You saw the pregame. You saw both AOC and Gretchen Whitmer, talking. These are stupid people. So they are very easily controlled by ideology. If you are a very stupid human being, you're very controlled by ideology. Tom, you're a born-again Bible thumper. Aren't you controlled by ideology? I'm controlled by the only ideology, Jesus Christ, the Word of God. Yes, I'm controlled by that. Not leftist ideology. It's like being controlled by Jehovah's Witnesses or Mormons. And every last bit of every bit of their theology has been disproven. Every one of their prophecies never came true, so they have to keep changing their prophecies. So that should show you that you're wrong. If you're out there and you're espousing socialism, it's already been proven over and over and over and over again to kill hundreds and hundreds of millions, really billions of people, and it never works. So please see the scale of this. And I know I'm preaching to the choir, 523 people that are watching right now. I'm preaching to the choir. Like and share, like and share, like and share. Get this out to all your liberal friends if you have any. I really don't. So, but here's the thing. Look at this. 2000, year 2000. I mean, I was about halfway through my law enforcement career at that point. And there was half a million. That's, you know, 500,000 is 500,000 too many. Tom, you're mean. Don't care. I want Islam eradicated out of here. I don't want to harm anybody unless they fight, and then harm is on. Yep. But in that 26 years later, 26 years, there is now 50 million. In the year 2000, our national debt was less than $1 trillion. Now it's $38.6 trillion, and a lot of it's going to Islamic countries and to Islamic people that have moved into our country. I mean, think about that. And that's not an invasion? 46 million people are Islamists, Muslims, are now living in Europe. And 25 years ago, it was 500,000. Who did this? Leftist white women and leftist white men. That's who did it. Germany, as you've heard me espouse now 5-6 times, can no longer constitute an army. They can't because they don't have enough German white men. They don't have enough heritage German people. Now, because of Angela Merkel, liberal white woman, who now is living in the lamp of luxury in retirement as a multi-millionaire, will never even see a Muslim for her entire life after she's inflicted them on her own country. They can't even impanel an army now because they can't put those weapons into the hands of Islamists. That's a fact, by the way. And the UK is no different. Ireland is no different. France is no different. Spain just with a wave of a magic wand removed the illegal status from 500,000 military age African men who illegally entered their country. Just said, you know what? You're not legal. Right? Get this, Aaron. Get this, Brent. Get this, those who are watching. Right before that liberal government is about to lose power to a right-wing government.
Of course.
So now they have 500,000 voters to vote them back in. And that's what it's all about. All these Islamists, it's hysterical because Islamists are racist. Islamists are certainly xenophobic. They are certainly misogynistic. They are certainly male chauvinist. Okay. They are certainly that, but they partner somehow with the left who claims to be the antithesis of those things. All right, let's go on to the next one. Here we go. Now I'm going to show you how to get out of this. Here's the leadership vacuum. Wall Street Mav video, and we're going to do two in a row, guys, both Wall Street Mav videos. It's Nigel Farage, okay, and this is the guy you're thinking, no, Nigel Farage, right-winger, right? He's a right-winger guy, you know, he's Brexit, all that. Are they really, though? Are they really? It's Aaron makes fun of it all the time. Aren't you glad we won? He'll say, because nothing changes. Okay, that's basically Nigel Farage. Nigel Farage will not address the invasion into his country. He will not dare say anything that's anti-Islamic because, you know what? Then you're going to be called an Islamophobic person. Oh, how horrible. Call me that all you want. Call me whatever you want. I mean, I don't care. You know, I preach things at this church right out of the Bible that offend people, like wives submit to your own husbands as to the Lord. Women hate me. I don't care. They call me misogynist all they want. I don't care. You call me xenophobic all you want or anti-Islamic all you want. I am anti-Islamic. But this shows you the fake, I know this is you have Tories versus Labor. These allegedly, Nigel Farage is a Tory, a conservative, a Republican. But is he really? No, because he won't do the things that are actually necessary to save his own country because he doesn't want to be called names and he doesn't want to not be invited to the cocktail parties. And this is a guy who's already been debanked. Now listen, once you've been debanked, you might want to just go ahead and come completely and totally to the right. Would you agree? Because it's now, you know, it's probably why I won't say anything now because he doesn't want to be debanked again. But here's the difference. Nigel Farage versus Rupert Lowe. One says what needs to be done. The other one refuses to say what needs to be done. All right, play it for me.
It's a political impossibility to deport hundreds of thousands of people. We simply can't do it.
But a deportation scheme on the scale required would be impossible as it would take a flight leaving every hour. That sounds like a very good starting point to me. The message has to be clear. If you're in our country illegally, expect deportation. Implement that on the scale required, and the boats will stop overnight. I can promise you that.
I said what I said because I mean it. And at the end of the day, if you don't think the British people agree with me, then you're wrong, because they do. They've had enough of it. You don't have illegal migrants living next to you, Emily, because you live in a part of the country that probably doesn't have them.
And if you did, you would want them to starve to death.
You are part of this liberal elite who basically says, do as I say, not as I do. Okay, so I'm sorry. What I meant was, and I mean it, is if our legal system doesn't allow us to detain and deport, we should set up a tented camp on an island. We should not treat them unfairly, but we should equally not put them at the top of waiting lists for dental treatment, for medical treatment. We should not give them spending money. We should not effectively treat them as if they have been taxpayers for years. They haven't been. They are illegal migrants. And by the way, they're not asylum seekers. They're economic migrants, most of them. So, I mean, I know the virtue signalling do-gooders want to sort of feel good about themselves. But if you really want to, go and live next to these people. You go and spend your life and you have them ogling at your children in school and things. No, that's wrong. And what's happened is our state no longer puts the honest, decent, tax-paying British citizen at the top of the agenda. They have been relegated to a second-class citizen. And we are bringing people in here who've contributed nothing, who have come in here illegally, and most of them have been allowed to stay. For the simple reason that we are signed up to all these nonsensical international treaties that are meaningless. And and why do you think people voted to leave the European Union, Emily? Why do you think they did? Because they want their country back. They want their borders back. They want sanity back. So I'm sorry. Yes, if they want to come here And if you can't deport them, put them on an island until they ask you to go home.
And let the midgets.
And who else do does that? Australia do that, don't they? Rupert. Have you heard of Nauru Island in Australia? Does Australia now have a problem with illegal immigration? No. It used to, doesn't now. So I'm afraid sometimes you have to be hard to be kind. And these people will learn very quickly, don't come to the UK. It is not just going to hand out a load of candy to you and let you take priority over the people who've lived here all their lives. British people don't want that. And do you think we've had too much illegal and legal migration? You probably don't.
And let the midges
Do you think we've had too much legal and illegal immigration in the recent past?
This is not about me.
You're not answering the question. You expect me to answer the question. You're not answering them.
Well, one day I'll come on your show, Rupert, and we can do a good interview then.
You can come on my podcast.
That would be lovely. Rupert, thank you very much.
Pleasure.
Why won't you answer the question? I can answer that question. I mean, it's a yes or no question. Do you believe there's been too much illegal immigration? How? What? Why? I mean, if you don't believe there is, then simply say no. I mean, the reason why she won't answer is because her answer is yes, and she's afraid to say it. And that's a democracy? That's a democracy that we're supposed to be partner with in a Five Eyes setting? That we're one of the Five Eyes countries? What do we have in common with these idiots? We have nothing in common with a country that makes between 13,000 to 14,000 speech arrests per year. Germany's doing the same thing now. We have nothing in common with our allies. We need to go to talk to Russia and say, you know what? We'll be the two-headed monster. You know, that's it. I'm not talking about totalitarianism. You know, think of it. If we were absolutely allied with Russia, we would need nothing. Yeah. They have everything. You don't even need Canadian oil anymore. You go ahead. Just, you know, okay, Canada, you want to do business with China? Go ahead. Just go do business with China. And then we just need to go take Greenland right now. Just take Greenland. Don't even ask anymore, you know? But anyway, see, we have absolutely nothing. And you've got to have somebody who speaks like, maybe you're like, Tom, you're putting your hopes in a politician. Well, you have to some degree. I put my hopes in Donald Trump, and Donald Trump has let me down a little bit, but overall, he's done a great job. Rupert Lowe is the kind of person that we need. He's saying what needs to be said. He can be arrested for saying what he's saying. But that's who needs to be the next prime minister. Now, will it happen? Odds are not. But that's what needs to happen. It's just like Marine Le Pen. They just will arrest her. They might arrest him for speech violation. They arrested Marine Le Pen for finance stuff that was an absolute joke that everybody gets the exact same finances, but she put it in the wrong category on a list that really wasn't even the wrong category. All right, here's another one for you. Cat A, War on Islam. Cat A video. Sharia law infiltrates Australia with a shocking surge in forced child marriages. I mean, you just really want these people to come to your country, don't you? And you're not allowed to speak against them or you'll be arrested. Not in our country yet, but certainly in Great Britain and probably other European countries also. Now, where are these child marriages? Who's conducting these ceremonies? Being conducted by Islamic clerics. Play it for me.
New South Wales have reportedly been forced into marriage as new data exposes what authorities say is a hidden and deeply underreported crime. Reports to the Child Protection Hotline have almost doubled in the last financial year, according to the Sunday Telegraph. There are reports unofficial ceremonies are being conducted by Islamic clerics in suburban backyards beyond the reach of authorities. Since 2018, New South Wales has seen 117 cases reported, but experts warn many more go undetected.
117. Now, you can times that by 30 because they're not being reported. 117 child rape cases, child marriages. They're all trying to imitate Muhammad because Muhammad married a six-year-old. But don't worry. He didn't consummate the marriage until she was a full-fledged nine.
Ah.
So he waited. I mean, look at all the control that he had. He waited to have sex with his bride until she was nine. That's what it means to be Islamic, by the way. And they will not turn from it. Ask them. Ask them in the streets. Ask them. We'll show you the interviews. They will not speak against that. They will not disparage that. They will not condemn that. They will sit there and talk about the greatness of Muhammad and that, you know what? He didn't touch her until she was nine, though. I mean, how many of you out there have had a nine-year-old daughter? Okay, I mean, come on. But that's what Islam is. Just like what I tell you, that's what Democrats are. That's who they are. That's what Islam is. It is a cult. It is a false religion based on a murdering pedophile named Muhammad. It's made up. None of what they tell you is true. None of what they say about Muhammad is true. It's all lies. And you're not allowed to speak against them. And I know that we're still allowed to here. I'm not trying to be hyperbolic. I'm just saying that here in America, you're allowed to say anti-Christian things unfettered, but you are not allowed to say anti-Islamic things or anti-Jewish things, even though both of those countries, both of those cultures, both of those states, so to speak, in the multi-states they come from, are allowed to speak anti-Christian things without any hesitation, without any condemnation. And that we need to be aware of these things, and we don't need to put up with it, ever. You need to be able to say what you want to say. I don't agree with being anti-Semitic at all. Well, you just, I don't believe in being and anti is Muslim person, where automatically when you see a Muslim person, you're like, well, they're a worthless piece of crap. I don't agree with that because they're a soul in need of redemption. And that's the way that I don't look at Jewish people and go, they are inherently evil, ever. I don't. But you have to acknowledge that which is true. Again, the example. This doesn't make me a racist to say that there are 550,000 crimes committed by black people against white people. And not nearly as many. You're talking about a very small portion of white crimes committed against black people. That is just demographically accurate. Doesn't make me a racist to say that 13% of the population commits 56% of violent crime. It doesn't make me a racist to say that 97% of black homicides are committed by black men. If you want to live as a black man, you might want to stay away from other black men, because the only chance of you being gunned down is by another black man. And I think black people need to start answering questions about why it is that there are no good black neighborhoods. There's an excellent older millennial video. I might put it on the podcast tomorrow. I mean, you answer these questions. It can't be white people because we're not there. You know, and just answer these questions like this. I mean, and answer all the questions about why is it that every Islamic person is on the teat of welfare? What? I mean, you need to be able to ask these questions. And we do ask these questions. In America, you're still allowed to ask these questions. But the European invasion is pretty much done, folks. 50 million of them. 50 million people have invaded Europe since 2000. 25 years. 50 million people have entered into Europe. But from Islamic countries. And are they assimilating into Europe or taking it over? Will we see? We see it. There's no assimilation. There's none of that. There's none of it. None whatsoever. It's forcing compliance upon the indigenous population that should be doing the double D, denaturalization, deportation. Islamic invasion video. It's Germany who started this. I do not know how to pronounce this Polish politician's name. It's like Tarzinski, but I'm not going to try. Polish at D. Tarzinski. Angela Merkel sought cheap labor, then found out they don't want to work. They don't. That's racist. First of all, Islamic is not a race. So it's not a racist. It'd be more xenophobic, maybe. But I'm not phobic, so, because I'm certainly not scared of them. But they don't work. They don't work here. How's that Somali thing working out where, you know, again, they move in, 83% of them are on welfare. 10 years later, 78% of them are on welfare. So this shows you how the invasion began into Europe. Play it for me.
First of all, it's not us who started this madness. It's Germany who started.
Right.
Angela Merkel was looking for cheap labor, so she find out that they want to work, that they want to contribute to this society by their taxes. They don't want to learn language. And then she decided, okay, so let's spread them around. Let's say that this is our responsibility, not mine. And then we're going to get rid of this problem. No, no, no. We're not going to take any of those. It's not our war. It's not our colony. We never had any colonies in our history. So we want to be a partner. We want to be equal partner with the same rights and the same duties. That's why I keep repeating, not even one illegal will come to Poland ever.
But they took in, Poland took in hundreds of thousands of Ukrainians. Why? Because they'll work and they assimilate into Polish culture. That's why. I mean, I can attest to that here. Because we actually have a sizable Russian/Ukrainian culture here. Now, they have their own pockets and they hang out together, but they're all Americanized. They're not hanging on, and they're not claiming, they're not waving Ukraine flags. They all become Americans. I see it here. Just several, or I don't know if I categorize it as many, but several come to this church. They're all Americans. Well, one of them comes to this church, is on the city commission, fully Americanized. They're not trying to turn America into Ukraine. They appreciate America. They're not trying to change it, turn it into Russia. They appreciate America and they assimilate into American culture. That's why Poland would take in the Ukrainians, but not the Islamists. That makes you a racist. That makes you xenophobic. Go, oh, I don't care. I don't care because it doesn't make either one. You just look at statistical data. Islamists don't freaking work. They don't work. They're violent. They set up beachfronts of anti-Islamicism in which where you're not allowed to speak against them. Or you they end up, it's so funny, they end up in partnership or they end up allied with liberal leftist white women who they have nothing in common with, but they partner together and the leftist white women and leftist white men subjugate the indigenous population to Islam, i.e. UK, i.e. Germany, i.e. Spain, i.e. France. The entire indigenous population is subjugated to Islam. Well, you're sitting there, we just, and people are like, well, thank goodness it's America. Well, you just saw it. We've had, what, a month and a half of Zohran Mamdani inside of New York. They already got the Islamic call for prayer blasting throughout the streets. Blasting throughout the streets, baby. It's coming. It's coming. You don't let anybody do it. You don't, you say, this is America, that's it. You do not subjugate the indigenous population. Not to Islam, not to Somalis, not to Israel. Nobody. This is America. So nobody gets subjugated. You're allowed to say what you want to say and do what you want to do. All right, getting off of this. All right, let's go to the Democratic Party section here. Attacking the Dems for a couple minutes. Blue Lives Matter video. This is wild. The governor of Illinois claims his money sits in a blind trust. Shows you how corrupt these people are. Now switching over to Democrats here in the United States of America. And we're going to focus for the next three videos on J.B. freaking Pritzker, the governor of Illinois, who claims his money sits a multi-billionaire kicked out of his family business because he's an incompetent buffoon. But that's Hyatt, by the way. Well, Hyatt, J.B. Pritzker's sister is partially in charge of the rebuild in Ukraine. Isn't that funny how that works? Along with the Bill and Hillary Clinton Foundation and the International Monetary Fund, the international banking system run out of Israel. It's weird, isn't it?
Weird.
I know it's weird. I know that this is all just coincidental.
Right.
I mean, there's no international conspiracy. There's no global elitism.
That's foolish.
Yeah, there's no Illuminati. I mean, it's just, it's all incidental.
Right.
That the same people start the same wars over and over again, then profit off of them. But anyway. Blue Lives Matter video. This is while governor of Illinois claims his money sits in a blind trust, but it sure does seem to have incredible vision. Play for me.
When we look at Pritzker, he supposedly has this blind trust. No corruption in Illinois. What have you found out by some of the filings there?
Well, we've learned that Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker's blind trust has 20/20 vision. And I believe that the corruption, waste, fraud, and abuse that we're seeing in Minnesota is just the tip of the iceberg, Bianca. What we've learned is that since J.B. Pritzker has been governor in 2019, that companies within his blind trust have received over $20 billion in Illinois state government contracts, all taxpayer funded, particularly a healthcare company, especially during the pandemic, received the majority of that. And what did they do? COVID testings. What was Governor Pritzker talking about during the pandemic? That you needed to be tested every day, 10 times, 20 times. Keep testing. Don't stop testing. Now we know why. His blind trust had investments and interest in these COVID testing companies, but we're uncovering widespread waste, fraud, and abuse. It's why Pritzker said he called DOGE an insult to all Americans. Now we know why. He doesn't want sunlight. Since 2011, one hotel in downtown Chicago has received over $180 million in taxpayer-funded renovations, just nearly $10 million this past year. It's all approved by a board where the governor appoints nearly half of its members. And so Illinois taxpayers have been on the hook, and they didn't even realize that their hard-earned money, working class Illinoisans struggling to pay their bills because of high taxes, high cost of living, high crime, never realized that $180 million of their taxpayer money went to J.B. Pritzker's Hyatt Hotel, which in turn aligns his own pockets.
Well, they're going to know if they're watching now.
All right, so there you go. So let's just make life very easy, because it really is easy. And of course, there are exceptions to this rule, but very few. Please understand, it's very few exceptions to this rule. Governments, both state and national, are in place only to prosper themselves and the government. The government is there to subsidize itself. You know, it's like subsistence living. They are there simply to keep themselves profitable. And it's not, it's the government working for the government, and it's the government employees using the government to enrich themselves. That's it. Life really is, the government is there to enrich itself, and the government employees are there, including elected officials, are there to enrich themselves. And the government employees, and including the elected officials, are there to build up government, to supply government, to basically give nutrients to government and do nothing to help the people that they're allegedly supposed to be governing. They do nothing for the citizenry. They only do things for the government itself and themselves as individuals. That's it. That really is it. And we need to understand that. I'm preaching to the 568 people that are watching right now. You're all red-pilled. I know that. Like, again, like and share. Send this to a leftist that you can't stand. But I'm just telling you, that's really what it is. The government is there to subsidize itself. And the government employees are there to enrich themselves. That's it. It's proven. Look at this. Let's just look at this. J.B. Pritzker, who is a multi-billionaire. His blind trust, what happened? You know, his family said, "You're useless. You're just a big, just a big fat guy who can't control his appetite. You're just a buffoon. You have no ability to conduct business. So you're out." So they gave him a quote unquote blind trust. And he says that blind trust, you know, just means that, you know what, he doesn't touch it. He has nothing to do with it. It's a blind trust. It's just out there working on its own. Only problem is, this blind trust received $20 billion in contracts from JB's government, because the government is there for itself, not for the people it governs, and the government officials are there for themselves, not for the people that they govern. $20 billion, with a B, $20 billion in government contracts. And I don't believe there's any competition in the contracts. I don't think they're open bid contracts. But anyway, they might have been. I don't know. But his company's blind trust, but somehow that blind trust stumbles on the very business that JB can give it. And what was the business? COVID testing, primarily. Out of the $20 billion, most of it went to COVID testing in 2020. And what was JB on TV, on social media, every day espousing, every day pushing, every day antagonizing people to do it? Well, go get COVID test, because he's profiting off of it. It really is that simple. It really is. $120 million given to the Bill and Hillary Clinton Foundation from Uranium One. And then lo and behold, she secures a contract for Uranium One to receive 20% of our enriched uranium. And then Billy goes and makes a speech in Moscow for $500,000. And we can go on and on and on and on like this. The Bidens is an entire month of shows. And then J.B. Pritzker's downtown Chicago hotel, as if he needs more, has taken over $180 million in taxpayer-funded renovations. How do you get taxpayer-funded renovations into your hotel? Probably because J.B. Fatboy Pritzker deemed it to be an historical landmark, probably. Because he has sole discretion to do so, or of course he has influence in the committees that would do so. $10 million of that just last year. $10 million. He has billions himself, but he can't spend any of that money. I guarantee he gives nothing to charity or anything else. $180 million. And here's another one for you. Go to the next one for me, Brett. Vince Langman tweet. "Now we know why J.P. Pritzker was so desperate to take down President Trump. His cousin, who was running the Pritzker empire, was forced to resign today." Look at the date. "Because he's an Epstein pedophile." Now, the Epstein pedophile, the pedophile part cannot be proven as of yet. So Vince is jumping the gun just a little bit here. Cannot be proven yet via Grok. It's not out there. So that part there. But There is one email where Jeffrey Epstein says to J.B. Pritzker's cousin here that the Romanian woman that you met is now looking for a job. Can she interview at the Hyatt? So who knows? But I mean, but anyway, he was resigned because he doesn't want to bring disrepute upon the Hyatt business is what he said. But here you have J.B. Pritzker's cousin, and they're all Pritzkers. And by the way, you should see his other cousins. Looks just like J.B., but dressed in full drag because he's transgender.
Oh, my gosh.
And has given himself a fully penis transgender male who wants to sneak into women's restrooms to sneak peeks. That's who these people are. But anyway, that's the Pritzker family. This is who they are. So you got the trans guy. You have the Epstein guy. You have J.B. Pritzker funneling, I don't know, $20 billion plus dollars into his own personal business endeavors. So that's really where it is. And by the way, there's Republicans guilty of this too, but nothing like the Democrats, nothing. Here's another one for you. Matt Van Swole video breaking. Former Democrat Charlotte, North Carolina councilwoman, Tijuana Brown, has just pled guilty to fraudulently obtaining, just like J.B. Pritzker, $124,000 of COVID-19 relief funds. What'd she use it for? Side by side, guys, just give them a little taste right here. And I'm going to play this video for you. What'd she use it for? She used it to throw herself a birthday party with a throne, horse-drawn carriage, and Louis Vuitton bags. Play for them. So there you go. I just want everybody to know where your money went. So Tijuana could have this lavish 50th birthday party. I have a couple observations on the video. Where are all the white people? It's funny. I mean, because if you ever threw a party yourself and you didn't have any black people, you're going to hear about it. But they're not one. The other thing is if Tijuana, if you're going to wear like a skin tight, what do you think that's made out of? Like, it's almost like plastic.
Yeah, it's like latex.
It's like, yeah, latexy. If you're gonna wear like this plastic latex skin tight suit, you might not want to have fat rolls. I'm just saying this very like, listen, I am a member of the Never Should Be Seen Without a Shirt Club. Okay, I need to always be wearing a shirt. I need to be wearing a shirt, okay? So because people don't need to see that. And if occasionally some people have walked in on me, I'm like, I'm sorry you had to see that. Because I'm like, yeah, shirtless. But anyway. If you have fat rolls, you ought not to be hip thrusting and wearing a skin tight latex suit. I'm just throwing that out there. All right, let's look at some econ coming out of the state of Delaware, Democratic Party stronghold. The idea, leave Delaware video. The idea that Delaware is losing its corporate brand as fodder for the social media. Delaware governor got before 30 plus companies departed the state. Play for me.
We got a news alert. This is actually big, and I wonder whether it portends even more of this. Coinbase officially leaving Delaware and reincorporating in Texas. Company making that announcement in a Wall Street Journal op-ed by its chief legal officer, who says that Delaware's Chancery Court is no longer providing companies, he believes, with consistency.
You remember we had the governor on?
Yes.
And he repeated, every time we asked him about this, he repeatedly said, there's nothing to see here. No one's upset. No one's mad. We're the best. Delaware will always be the best.
Well, let's start with facts. The idea that Delaware is losing some of its corporate brand or corporate franchise shine is fodder for social media. the idea that we're losing something is not totally accurate. We're also hearing from universally that the Delaware business courts are a treasure. Even these companies that you're naming, what we're hearing from their legal counsel is that they want to stay.
And here's another company doing it.
So. Yeah. And actually, people were writing in saying this guy is, he knows that there's more going on underneath the surface than he was admitting to.
I mean, and you hear this all the time on this podcast, but you just have to always attack your enemy, because that guy right there is our enemy. He's a Democratic Party delusional liar. Businesses just love Delaware. They're all staying. 30 plus companies have left. Coinbase just left. Everybody's leaving because of Democratic Party regulation and taxation, and they're all leaving. And then he goes on and just calls it delusion, fake news or whatever terminology he wants to use. He just denies that which is absolutely true, that Democratic Party policies cause your states to hemorrhage businesses. It's happening in Illinois. It's happening in California. It's happening in New York. It causes you to hemorrhage taxpayers and businesses. That's what it means. If you're a Democrat and you're watching this, there's no denying any of this. It's absolutely true. There are no Republicans leaving Republican states and going to Democrat states. None. There's nobody leaving red states and moving to blue states. Everybody. How do you even deny this? How do you look yourself in the mirror and call yourself a facts-based person or an honest person or a person of integrity? Every single state that's hemorrhaging businesses is blue. And then they go on national TV and deny it. All right, here's a great video. This is just basically Vegas odds of Trump winning the 2020 election. The 2020 election was, this is a Johnny Midnight video, was an insurrection against the American people and an overthrow of our government. Here's the odds of Trump winning when they stopped counting. Play it for me.
The evidence is becoming increasingly overwhelming now that the election of 2020 was just stolen, was just outright stolen. So look at this. The odds of Trump winning these swing states, decisive states, Georgia, Pennsylvania, Michigan, Wisconsin, when they stopped counting the votes and they sent all the ballot watchers home. Georgia, he was up by 8 points. And his statistical prospects of winning, let's see, winning the states before vote counting, up by 8 points and 83%. Oh, I see. He was up by 8 points. 83% of the votes had been counted. That means Trump had a 99% chance of winning Georgia. Yet he didn't, they said. Pennsylvania, Trump was up by 16 points when they stopped counting. 64% of the vote was in. Also, 99% Trump would win Pennsylvania. But he didn't, they said. Michigan, Trump was up by 10 points when they stopped counting, sent everyone home. 59% of the votes were in. Trump had a 97% statistical chance of winning Michigan. But he didn't, they said. Wisconsin, Trump was up by 5 points. 82% of the vote was in. He had a 97% of winning Wisconsin. But he didn't, they said. And when we look at these four collectively, and they said he lost all four, what are the statistical odds of that? 1 in 11 million. 0.000009%. And yet what happened to anyone who objected, who said, this looks sketch to me. I want to challenge this. And of course, it's still happening today.
You just absolutely look at those numbers. You're like, Tom, it's 2026. That was 2020. If this is not litigated, we'll lose again. Is there's a reason why you have to blow that bad boy up, Aaron, if you just get rid of the guy's face and blow up the stats. If you don't litigate this, if this is not litigated in the courts, if this is not, and Trump's doing some great things. He's doing, oh, that's you. There you go. Right there. That's it. That's perfect right there. Oh, that is so good. That's so good. Now I don't have to look at my chicken scratch that I wrote on my paper here. But if this is not litigated, happen again. Again, Trump is doing a lot of things. Republicans are the ones that are blocking Trump. Because, again, most of the Republican Party are active members of the Democratic Party. It just is what it is. It doesn't matter whether it's official or not. That's who they are. They're active members. They're active supporters of the Democratic Party. You look at Indiana, where they're trying to redistrict it. They won't do it. They end up making a deal with a Democrat state. I mean, it's just garbage. We should be gerrymandering every single Republican state like madmen right now. Like madmen, so that we win the midterms. We've already lost 5 seats. in California. We just lost 4 seats in Virginia. Okay, so that we're three up now. We're already 6 down going into the election. And historically speaking, you very rarely, if ever, win the midterms when your party holds the presidency. So that things have to be done. This is how we lose. No, nothing ever gets done in the midst. Now, Trump is the only one who's actually doing things. I mean, you have the SAVE Act. It has to get passed. It might get passed. I don't know if it can overcome a filibuster. But anyway, but you just look at this. And how, as a Democrat, 545 people watch right now, I doubt anybody's a Democrat that's watching. But get this to a Democrat and ask them this question. I mean, how in the world do you explain this? And we went, again, Aaron was just talking about it. We spent a year talking about this stuff. We spent a year talking about it. Basically, all of 2021, we were talking about this and COVID. That's about it. And basically, in many, many jurisdictions, you had way more people voting that were registered to vote. And you're a Democrat. How do you look yourself in the mirror and accept that as being okay? When you claim that you're a person of integrity, you claim that you're for democracy, but more people are voting than are registered to vote, and you still accept the votes. And you don't want voter ID. You don't want proof of citizenship. You don't want any of those things. I mean, and you there's no logical reason to not want voter ID. Aaron was just telling me that his wife, the Democrats have now pivoted off of rudimentary voter ID. They've shifted it now because, like, proof of citizenship, things like that, because they know it doesn't work. And that's part of the reason why they think they might be able to defeat the filibuster, is they put Democrats on the national stage all day long speaking against their own party, which 73% of Democrats want full voter ID. They think that they put them on the stage while they're filibustering doing it. Eventually, they'll stop the filibuster themselves. But there's no logical reason to not want voter ID other than you want voter fraud. There's no way to explain that. And there's no way to explain this. There is no way to explain this. I mean, again, this cannot happen. And again, I use the example. I always talk about the Pennsylvania thing. That right there, I'm always talking about it. I went to bed at 3 o'clock in the morning. They'd shut off counting. They said no more counting all night until they counted all night. Because how in the world was Trump up 680,000 votes when I went to bed at 3 o'clock in the morning? And when I got up at 7:30 in the morning, he was up by 1,200 votes. When they stopped counting for those 4 hours, how did they not count while counting for 4 hours? I mean, if you're a Democrat, you just go, that's okay. I mean, they shut down voting. I mean, they shut down voting. You have Ruby Freeman and Shea Moss voting all night. I mean, counting all night. They shut down counting because of a water main leak in Fulton County, and then counted all night. And you as a Democrat, you're okay with this? I guess you are. I guess you're just fine with rampant corruption. So you have Georgia. You have Trump with 83%. He's up by 8 points. 83% have already reported. It's over. He's up by 8. He has a Vegas odds. And listen, Vegas odds are always right. He has a 99% chance of winning. It's probably Polymarket odds. And he loses Georgia. He's up by 16 points. That's why I'm like, we won. He won Pennsylvania. Yeah, I'm going to bed. 64% of precincts in, his odds of winning 99%. Michigan, 10.4%. He's up by 10 points in Michigan. With 60% of the polling stations reporting, 97% chance of winning. Basically 5% in Wisconsin. 82% of precincts reporting, 97% chance of winning. Odds of losing all 4, 1 in 11.1 million. And you call yourself an honest person as a Democrat? I mean, that is 0.00009%. And Democrats rejoice in that victory as if it's real. As if it's real. I got to show you this, us on the global stage. I could spend a whole week on Munich, Germany right now. We have this conference where Marco Rubio did an awesome job there. But here you have basically Gavin Newsom flying over there, taxpayer expense. Hillary Clinton flying over there at NGO expense, which is taxpayer expense. Flying over there to badmouth America, to our European allies in Germany, which are basically, it is the Islamic State of Germany now. It's the Islamic State of Britain. It is the Islamic State of France and the Islamic State of Spain. But anyway, Insane. Hillary Clinton is over at Munich. Nick Sartor video. At the Munich Security Conference. So again, that's always inverted. That's the Munich Insecurity Conference. Hosting a fundamental rights for women panel. And the first speaker, this is titled Fundamental Rights for Women Panel. And the first speaker is Tim McBride, who calls himself Sarah, a fully penis congressman out of the United States of America. Play for me.
Someone who's been involved in this work for a long time, in trying to explain and truly bring people together around issues of gender, and that's Sarah McBride, U.S. Congresswoman from the state of Delaware. You know, as a gender rights champion, and also the first openly transgender member of the United States Congress, you've been on the front lines of this fight. And you've also been on the receiving end of so many threats and attacks that come from, again, in many ways, organized efforts. So when you hear Neil talking about it from a European perspective, although he did bring us in at the end there, Sarah, how do you see it from the United States? And I want to underscore how truly effective Sarah has been in talking with her colleagues, first in the legislature, the state legislature in Delaware, now in Congress, and you have shown immense grace in the face of attacks, even from your fellow members of Congress.
Well, thank you so much for those incredibly kind words. It's an honor to be here with you, Secretary Clinton. It's an honor to be here with another trailblazer, Speaker Emerita Nancy Pelosi. And of course, it's an honor to be here with my fellow panelists and the mayor of Boston, Michelle Wu, as well. Once politicians start naming other politicians in a room, it never stops. There is no question in the United States that after decades of historic progress on gender equality writ large, and specifically more recently on LGBTQ rights, that we are facing, as you mentioned, a well-organized, well-funded, right-wing, regressive movement. And they really...
All right, so there you go. Brett fail.
Yep.
Was that Brett?
Yeah, he's
Brett?
Fired.
All right, Brett's fired. All right, good. You know what?
I swear,
no zebra cake tonight.
Like,
no zebra cake.
40 seconds left.
He's done. You thought there's 40 seconds left? There was none. I didn't know either.
I'm not sure.
I didn't know either. But anyway, just real quick, you look at the absurdity of, you know, of where we are as a country. That here we are represented in Munich at the Munich Security Conference by Tim McBride, who is a fully penis dude with an Adam's apple. And why, again, if he wants to be a woman, why hasn't he lopped it all off? He could have lopped it all off by now. No, it's a sexual thing. It's a sexual fetish. He's turned on by his own dressing up as a woman, and he's just hoping to get glimpses. That's what he's a perv. He is a peeping Tom that holds a congressional seat. That's who he is. And imagine, you can see Hillary, too. She knows. You know, calling him Sarah, calling him a her. They all know, but they all are willing participants in a delusion to ascertain power. That's it. All right, that's it. 10:16. All right, we got any rants tonight or no?
Yep,
we got a
couple.
A lot coming through. Oh, there's Mike Griffiths just had one.
Yep.
Thank you, Mike. All right, let's go to the first one, Aaron, when you're ready.
Yules, 21 hours, DLP. Donated $10. TLP.
Ah, thank you, Jules. Love you. Appreciate you so much. TLP. Go next for me.
Conservative Warrior, 6'5", donated $5. Made a song about this.
There you go. Everybody screenshot that for YouTube. Go to Conservative Warrior. You can go back on the video and screenshot it and go watch it on YouTube. All right, go next for me.
I'm sorry, but I can't read or repeat statements that promote hate or discrimination.
The transgender.
Did you know transgender women are mentally ill men? What's wrong with that?
I know.
Grok.
Come on. You know what, Grok? We got to come on, Grok.
Elon.
Grok is Elon, man. Elon's Mr. Anti-transgender. That was probably set up before, what's her name?
Linda Yaccarino.
Linda Yaccarino left. Grok was probably programmed before she left. Although Elon will get on it. I mean, that's the thing. I was going to say, you know, he should have already got it. He'll get on it. But anyway, that was fine. I'll read it right here. Mike Griffith says, did you know transgender women are mentally ill men? That's it. That's totally true. They're mentally ill men that are living in their sexual fetish. Go to the next one for me.
That's it.
That's it. That's it. Yep. Love you guys. Appreciate you so much. I really do. Stick around for the post game. It is awesome. The first one is a transgender video.
Great.
So you'll love that. You'll love it. But the post game is awesome. Back here tomorrow night, 9 o'clock. As always, I love and appreciate you guys so much. One more time, God bless you.
This podcast is all about. We talk about a lot of political things, but underneath all of that is the Bible. I am unapologetically 100% in favor of it is the Bible. Jesus is the Word. There is no delineation. If the Bible says it, that's what Jesus is, and that's what Jesus believes. That's what this podcast is actually about, is to actually alert people to what is coming and what is our responsibility in the midst of it.